They didn't call him dinosaur, they called him dragon. The word dinosaur wasn't made up till 1841. It's a brand new word in the dictionary. I got some old dictionaries and looked for the word dinosaur. Even in 1891, the word was not in the dictionary. They called them dragons. Bible mentions dragons 34 times. Even in the 1946 dictionary, listed as now rare. As the population of people began to grow after the flood, the population of dinosaurs began to go down. Because nobody wants to live next door to a dragon. How many grizzly bears are roaming loose in the woods right here in Bucks County? None, right? How many were there 400 years ago, you think? Probably a whole bunch of them. Gilgamesh is famous for slaying a dragon. A Chinese legend tells about a guy named Yu. Says after the Great Flood, they surveyed the land of China and divided it into sections. He built channels to drain the water off to the sea and make the land livable again. Many snakes and dragons were driven from the marshlands. This piece of pottery from Egypt shows two long-necked dinosaurs. Why would they put dragons and dinosaurs on different pieces of pottery that are found from ancient civilizations? What are these dragons? And the Bible talks about a fiery flying serpent. What is this?
There's a 13th century castle with dragons on it. There's a grave from the 15th century showing, and carved in brass, two long-necked dinosaurs. 16th century castle has dragons on it. We've got seven coins in our museum on loan. They're silver dollars from 1500s to 1600s, real silver dollars. All of them show somebody slaying a dragon. It was common 400 years ago. Everybody knew about slaying dragons. Of course, you got to slay the dragon. You know, that's just standard procedure. Save the dragon, rescue the princess, or whatever. I don't know. But here's a Russian medallion showing a guy killing a dragon. Bulgarian postage stamp has somebody killing a dragon. The crest of Lithuania shows somebody killing a dragon. A city in France was renamed Nerluk to honor the man who slew the dragon. Indians carved dinosaurs on the walls of the Grand Canyon. Why would they put dinosaurs on the walls of Grand Canyon? Maybe because they hunted dinosaurs around there. In 1925, some guys took a raft trip down one of the canyons out west, and they wrote a report. They saw one of these dinosaurs, and they said, the fact that some prehistoric man made a pictograph of a dinosaur on the walls of this canyon upsets completely all of our theories. Oh, they upset his theories. Oh, no. He said, about a year ago, a photograph of a dinosaur was shown to a scientist of national repute who was then specializing in dinosaurs. He said, it's not a dinosaur, it's impossible. Because we know dinosaurs were extinct 12 million years before man appeared on Earth.